Eye care is seen as one of the effective ways of preventing needless road accidents. The National Secretary of the Ophthalmic Nurses Group of Ghana, Daniel Dinchi, said there are so many people who have eye defects but are not aware. He said this when the Ophthalmic Nurses Group of Ghana organized an eye screening exercise as part of its fourth national conference for GBC staff.
Even Jesus Christ said that the light of your body is your eye. And all the works that you do, you're reading your news and everything, you need your sight to do it or your vision to do it. So if you have any problem about your eye, then it means that you are not going to function properly or you have to function depending on some people. And we think that as people who want to prevent avoidable blindness and also promote good eye health, it's good that as you've come here, we also take that aspect of it and screen you and see those with problems and help so that we may prevent blindness, treat eye problems, and make you have good eye health and be able to work.
The leader of the group, Roslyn Bakude, said the group has started an initiative targeting commercial drivers. She says some of the accidents on our roads may be due to drivers with eyesight problems.
We have programs that we go out to screen people, especially the drivers. We go to the main stations to screen the drivers to detect their eye problems. You'd be surprised that these drivers drive what I've been seeing, and we are sure that maybe those are the causes of our abundance of accidents on the road. So that is what we are targeting. We are targeting the drivers. But a lot of them have problems. Though they do these examinations at the VDLA, and yet I think they don't pick all of them. So far we've screened the drivers at the station, and a lot of them have been referred. Those who need glasses for their corrections, we give them glasses. Most of them have glaucoma, and we are managing the glaucoma too for them.
Leader of the delegation of Ophthalmic Nurses Group of Ghana, Roslyn Bakude, in that interview with Radio Ghana.